by a mere 3 points earlier this week. Tonight, the Crusaders will try and match their first meet of the year against the Warriors, a game which saw the Crusaders post a very hard-fought 50-45 home win. The Crusaders enter the game with a record of 9-4, while a young Sergeant Bluff Luton team stands 4-9 after dropping a closely contested road loss to a good Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson team last weekend. Once again, alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Abby DeMars back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary, and once again, it's our privilege to welcome our listening audience to yet another night of Heelan basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's MRAC contest. KFHC KOYA Radio, M. Bishop Heelan wishes to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without the support of Catholic Radio and all our great sponsors, none of this would be possible. I also want to send a shout-out to Sergeant Bluff Luton Athletic Director Ryan Herman for allowing us the privilege of calling the game tonight here at Center Court at Sergeant Bluff. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with our other sponsors, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Well, Coach Betts, it's always an interesting trip when you come to Sergeant Bluff. And really, it's a rivalry that has really blossomed into perhaps the strongest rivalry we have, certainly at our own class.
Without a doubt.
In every sport. And there's no love lost between these teams, and you can kind of throw the records out the window when they play each other.
No doubt about it. We've had some classic matchups, especially down here at Sergeant Bluff. It's a little bit cozier confines than we're used to, and they really have quite a home court advantage down here. That you know, whether it's boys, girls, whatever it is, and so some classic games that have gone on down here. Sergeant Bluff girls, they're kind of, I want to say, in a little bit in rebuilding mode, but they've got some nice players. I tell you what, Van Kalsbeek inside is probably one of the best post players in the area. She played extremely well against us the last time. And for our girls, I think it's a good opportunity to bounce back from a tough loss on Tuesday night to a very good Lamar's basketball team.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's always good to see or to gauge the resiliency of a team coming back off a loss. And it's tough when you step on the road against a rival team. As you said, Sergeant Bluff is in kind of a rebuilding mode, but it's one of the few teams we see that probably we give up a lot of size to, and if they can handle that guard pressure, you know, they could give us some trouble inside. Obviously, teams that have been able to get the ball inside have been able to score on the Crusaders, but again, easier said than done. That Crusader pressure is really tough.
And exactly. I remember the first time we played, they handled the pressure the more they got into the game, because they kind of used their post players to throw over a little bit. But I would expect, I think our girls are going to come out very hungry. I think you're going to see a very aggressive defensive effort by the Lady Crusaders tonight.
Well, things are going to get busy for the girls and boys as well. Western Christian tomorrow in a game that we will not have coverage of, but we'll be back on the air next Tuesday when West High comes over to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. And it's a good West High girls team that's going to be coming in there. Probably the toughest challenge the Crusaders may have left outside of Abraham Lincoln a couple of times. But, you know, looking back on Tuesday night, it was a game that we sit at halftime looking like, you know, these girls are going to cruise to a victory, and all of a sudden Lamar's, to their credit, just got super hot from outside, and all of a sudden that lead went from 16 to 11 to 7 to 4, and all of a sudden you look up and they were ahead.
Well, I know one area that Coach Koolstra, I think he felt like this was really the deciding factor in that game the other night, was second shots. We got the second shots in the first half. Lamar's got them in the second half. I would expect, and that's going to be a point of emphasis tonight, is we have got to make sure that that we have to limit the Warriors to one shot. And again, as you mentioned, with their size inside, that's going to be a tough task. We're strong inside, but I can't, like I said, Van Kalsbeek is at least 6'2". She's a very nice player at 10 points a game. And we'll have our hands full, but I think the girls will be ready to go.
Once again, our pregame sponsors tonight, as they've been all year, are Verity Group, LLC, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch's Daily Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. You're listening to the Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader action from Sergeant Bluff. We'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. We're down at Sergeant Bluff Luton, where we have doubleheader action, conference implications on the line tonight in both of these ball games. The Crusader girls, of course, looking to bounce back from that Tuesday night loss to Lamar's, take on a young Sergeant Bluff Luton team that is kind of rebuilding the ship here. They stand 2-11 on the season. Their coach this year is Matt Brighton. Matt is new to the program as their head coach, so you know, a lot of good things from their young players, but it is a rebuilding process, and you're going to see a little bit of that with the guys as well, as Coach Vanderschaft really has some quality young guys that you know, that's going to be a good one in that second game.
Yeah, it is. You know, we watched the JV boys, the Heelan boys, went down to the Sergeant Bluff JV, which is a lot of young kids. I mean, Coach Vanderschaft's young son, who is a freshman, led the way for the Warriors. They got about a 15-point win against the Crusaders in the JV game, and so they're young. But I'd be willing to say that you're not going to find many coaches better than Adam in the area. So he'll have his guys ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first things first, we've got the girls tonight. Again, the 12-1 Crusaders in the current rankings stand second in the state in their class. We'll take on a 2-11 Sergeant Bluff Luton team. We're going to take one more break here and hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Travis Crotty. Father Travis Crotty, again, you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups and opening tip. Again, it's Crusader basketball tonight.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, to Sergeant Bluff Luton High School. I guess we're actually at Sergeant Bluff Luton Middle School here, but it's where they play their varsity games. We've got an exciting MRAC doubleheader on store for you tonight, opening up with the girls' contest. And here are your Security National Bank starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, they stand 2-11 on the season. Their coach is Matt Brighton. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number two is Taylor Prosser. She's a 5'5" senior. Taylor averages right at 1 point a game. Number 10 is Izzy Schaap. She is a 5'8" sophomore, averages 9.1 points a game. Number 20 is Maddie Kneifel, a 5'10" junior, averages 5.5 points a game. Number 22 is Bree Van Dentop. She's a 5'9 sophomore, averages a team-leading 11 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is the big girl in the middle. It's Cammie Van Calsbach. She's 6'2". She's a senior. She averages just shy of 10 points a game. As a team, they average 46 points a game. They shoot it at 42% inside the arc, 24% outside the arc, and 55% from the free throw line. For your Crusaders, 12-1 on the season, coached by Darren Koolstra. Their lineup looks like this. Number one is Maddie Demke. Maddie's a 5'2" senior, averages 5 points a game. Number 11, Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater, 5'8" senior, averages 13.8 points a game. Number 23 is the outstanding freshman, number Melina Snoozy. She's a 5'11" freshman, averages 18.8 points a game. Inside is number 41, Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9 junior. Maddie averages 2 points a ball game, and rounding out that lineup is the center for the Crusaders, number 45, Abby Lee, the 6-foot junior, averages 13 points a game. You'll also see on that rotation for the Crusaders a lot from number 3, Addison Kleiss, number 21, Colby Carroll, as well as number 33, Julie Berzal. So it's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee squaring off against Prosser, Schaap, Kneifel, Van Dentop, and Van Calsbach for the Warriors. Again, it's one more shout-out to our pregame sponsors tonight. They have been Verity Group, as well as Wilma Steel Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computers. We're going to take it back to studio for a couple more spots. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip from here at Sergeant Bluff. We'll be right back.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Heelan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Heelan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Heelan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Heelan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. They're just finishing up the starting lineups here on the floor as the starting centers for the two games, Abby Lee as well as Van Calsbach, are introduced to the crowd. And we're going to turn over to the public address announcer here at Sergeant Bluff to honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. Thank you. Nice rendition of our national anthem by the Sergeant Bluff Lute and Pep Band. And all the preliminary action is in the books, and we are ready to go for the opening tip-off here of tonight's girls' action. Tonight's first quarter and opening tip is brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center are other first quarter sponsors. Well, Thomas, let's see how those girls bounce back.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I expect a pretty aggressive start to this game defensively, and let's get back to putting 32 minutes together.
Absolutely. As always, it's great to have all you aboard for tonight's action. If you couldn't make it down to Sergeant Bluff, it's always our pleasure to bring you these ball games, and we hope we do it justice as we're ready to tip off. They're going to put Stanley up against Van Calsbeek. They're kind of going to give the tab away, but the Crusaders steal the tap, and Brooklyn Stanley brings it across midcourt, kicks it left wing. That's LaFleur with the ball, kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy drives baseline, pulls up, kicks to Lee. Lee's going to drive baseline, and she's going to kick it back to Snoozy. Snoozy drives, elbow jumper is up and good. Yeah. Lena Snoozy with the deuce.
And about, I think, five girls touch the basketball there. That's a good offensive possession. Way to start.
Crusaders going to open up in that 1-3-1, and right away the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors nearly throw it away, but they managed to save a good hustle there. And an open three-pointer is knocked down good. That's number 22, Bree Van Dentop, with the opening three. And early on, the Warriors lead 3-2. Crusaders push it up quickly. Abby Lee, 15-foot baseline jumper off the mark. And Van Calsbeek hauls down the rebound. Here come the Warriors, bringing across midcourt, looking at that. Crusader 1-3-1 as Stanley's out, putting pressure on the ball. They try and take it inside, stolen by LaFleur, and then we turn it over, and the other end, Kneifel gets it, misses a short one, rebounds grabbed by Snoozy. Snoozy and Stanley on the two-on-one. Stanley up and good. Nice little two-on-one break by the Crusaders.
Yeah, good transition bucket. Sergeant Muff Luton guard just really having trouble early on with this pressure, but they get the ball on Van Calsbeek. Such an easy shot, she missed everything.
Snoozy grabs her second rebound of the game. Here come the Crusaders now. LaFleur kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy drives off left wing into the baseline. Stanley, three-pointer off the mark, and the boards are controlled by Kneifel of Sergeant Bluff. So far, Sergeant Bluff's done a good job on the boards, and now they need to attack this 1-3-1, and there's a lot of pressure, and they turn it over once again. So that's three turnovers and one near turnover in their first five possessions.
You're throwing the ball to a 6'2" post player. They want it up high. They don't want it down at their feet, and turnover for the Crusaders.
SBL puts a little full court pressure on. They break it easily. Demke kicks it back. LaFleur thought about the three, turned it down, turned it. Demke with a nice drive, high off the glass, and we're going to see a foul called. It's going to be free throws for Maddie Demke. Whistled for the foul is going to be number 25 for the Warriors. That's Cammie Van Calsbeek. That's Cammie's first, and it's going to put Miss Demke to the line to shoot a pair. She's a 64% free throw shooter on the year. Early on, it's the Crusaders 4, the Warriors 3, 6:05 left in the ballgame. Are in the first quarter, on your Security National Bank scoreboard as Maddie Demke knocks that first free throw down. She'll get one more.
You know, as we go back, Maddie LaFleur looking at that three-pointer three-point attempt. She has attempted six this year, which kind of surprises me.
Well, and I'm not against seeing her shoot those.
No,
I mean,
I'm not
you got to draw the respect of the other team. We'll say this, that the Crusader women do a really nice job at the free throw line. 70% on the year, which she'll take. Second free throw by Demke is short. Of course, I put the jinx on her. Lee with the rebound. She puts it up on the turnaround off the horn, misses it, and the rebound's brought down by Wheeler, who's checked into the ballgame for Sergeant Bluff. So some new bodies. Stanley with yet another steal for the Crusaders. They kick it up. LaFleur thought about kicking it inside. Back to Stanley up high. Crossover dribble gets middle of the lane. Her jumper's just off the mark. Abby Lee with a nice offensive board there. Her turnaround's off the mark. Abby's done some nice job rebounding, just hasn't been able to put it back in. 5-3 Crusaders here, 5:35 left here in quarter number one. With the ball is Dentop for the Warriors, and ball's tipped out of bounds on her pass. They're going to inbound the ball.
Inbound Calsbeek back in for number 20, Maddie Kneifel, the Warriors.
Triggering the ball inbounds will be Bree Van Dentop. Bree is a 5'9" sophomore, a leading scorer. She'll trigger the ball inbounds. A little 1-4 low on the inbound set. They get into Kneifel. Kneifel 17-footer goes about 19 feet. Yep. Rebounded by LaFleur. LaFleur kicks it up quickly to Stanley. Beautiful pass. Brooklyn catches it in stride and puts it in.
Yeah, good transition. Crusaders looking up the court back into this 1-3-1 trap. And a lot more aggressive tonight on it versus than they were versus Lamar's, and maybe that has something to do with the opponent. But, hey, great job attacking by the Warriors as they get inside to Kneifel for two.
Yeah, Van Colsbeek from the high post, and then the Warriors get a steal and knock it in there.
Bob, they're leading.
Dentop.
That's a great little run there by the Warriors to take an 8-7 lead with 4:54 left.
We got a 30-second timeout called by Sergeant Bluff. Gives us a chance to thank our first quarter sponsors once again, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates are your premier corporate sponsors. Our other sponsors for quarter number one include Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. And Sergeant Bluff's actually giving the Crusaders a little trouble with that full court pressure. And consequently, they've grabbed the early lead here, 8-7, 4:54 to go here in quarter number one.
If I can get a little, you mentioned the Bargain Center. Next week's Catholic Schools Week. On Monday, we have the volunteers from the Bargain Center in for Mass and a little breakfast. For those of you that don't know, they contribute so much to this community, over $100,000 in tuition assistance every year to Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools.
Very good. Get out and support them any way you can. Stanley breaks the full court pressure, kicks it over to Snoozy, back up high. LaFleur is going to load up and shoot the three. It's off the mark, and on the rebound, it's going to be Brooklyn Stanley over the back. And that's foul number one on Brooklyn, foul team foul number one, as we see Julie Verzel come to the scores table. She's going to check in for LaFleur. So on the court for the Crusaders, we got Stanley, Lee, Demke, Snoozy, and Verzel. As Brooklyn's going to apply a little three-quarter court pressure out of that 1-3-1. They break it, and it's Van Dentop with the ball, swings it over to Wheeler. Wheeler, left corner, checked into the ball game is Nelson. As they take a baseline to Kneifel, once again a turnover. So when they've been able to get a shot off, they've been pretty successful.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, way too many turnovers really aren't for SBL.
Inside, Crusaders doing a great job of fronting Van Colsbeek, making it tough for her to get the ball.
Crusaders break the full court pressure. Demke kicks it left wing, Snoozy. Snoozy crossover, gets to the baseline, kicks back to Verzel up high. Demke spins, kicks it right wing, Stanley. And Stanley's inbound post pass into Abby Lee is picked off by Sergeant Bluff. And so it's going to be Sergeant Bluff ball here as after the steal, Stanley was able to tip it out of bounds. But it's going to be full court pressure once again applied by the Crusaders. Soft pressure with just Stanley up there. And she nearly gets a steal there. I'm not so sure that wasn't off.
Have you ever gotten just that one fly in your house, Bob? That one fly that just annoys the heck out of you? That is Brooklyn Stanley. That is her defensive game. She is that annoying fly. If you're on the other team, my gosh, she would just drive you crazy.
Speaking of it, flies. Maddie Demke with a half-court steal gives it to Snoozy. Snoozy's got a bucket. Snoozy with four. Stanley with four. Demke with one. Crusaders back on top, 9-8. And there's another near trap. They get it to Wheeler finally, and Wheeler says we'll set the offense. She drives into the elbow, kicks back. Left wing, wide open three is good.
Oh.
That is Bree Van Dentop. She's got 9 points. She is three for four from the arc.
And again, she's a 31% three-point shooter. You got to find her.
So that's kind of the downside. Great pass by Verzel into Abby Lee.
Great.
Really nice feed off that right wing into the post.
We talk about it. Our girls that do a great job of post-entry passing.
Scoring aplenty here early, 11-11, 3:06 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Van Dentop, nearly had another look at three, but gives it up to Wheeler. Wheeler drives into the middle, has the ball stolen by Demke. Early release by Abby Lee. Lee's going to get the uncontested layup. She's got another one. Now she's got four. Lee, Snoozy, Stanley, each with four apiece, 13-11 Crusaders. There's that trap again. There's a steal by Lee. Lee's going to give it up to Snoozy. Snoozy's going to go up with the layup and get that in.
And I don't know what you got for field goals, but I think they're all layups.
Pretty much so. Here comes Crusaders going to back off a little bit as they try the high-low, get it tipped back. There's an open three off the mark. Rebound's going to be battled for and won by Van Dentop. Another opportunity here, but another steal. Verzel this time with the steal. We got runners up ahead of the pack. There's the kick it up to Snoozy. Snoozy step back three. She fakes, gets Stanley. Stanley, help. Top of the key jumper is off the mark, and the rebound is brought down by Sergeant Bluff. 15-11 Crusaders here. 2 minutes left in quarter number one as they get the ball inside. Nice post move there by Van Kalsbeek, but she misses it, but on the rebound it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Crusaders as a fresh supply of reserves coming to the ball game for both teams.
Colby Carroll getting her first action of the night, the freshman guard, so she's getting more and more playing time, being more comfortable with her role.
Nice inbound set there, and getting the look was Jaden Kneifel. Kneifel's going to be fouled by Verzel, and so that's going to put Miss Kneifel to the line. She's a 5'9" junior. She's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Jaden on the year is 15 for 32 from the charity stripe. First free throw is off the mark. 1:54 left here in quarter number one. It's the Crusaders 15, Warriors 11. Big thanks to those of you joining us tonight for girls action. As Julie Verzel is going to check out of the ball game, and checking back in will be Maddie LaFleur. Second free throw barely draws iron and doesn't go, and it's going to be inbounded by the Crusaders here. So Crusaders got a chance to pad that 4-point lead here at 15-11. Warriors are going to show a little 1-3-1 of their own. So you can do it, we can do it, and
you know
the Crusaders throw it away.
Yeah, so we just kind of, I think it shocked us that they were in that, and Brooklyn picked up her dribble, and maybe that's just the magic D.
Yeah, you almost had that. How dare you look.
Yeah, exactly. That's our defense. You can't do that.
Here's the Warriors working around that 1-3-1. Lee steps in, tips the ball away, corralled by Snoozy. Snoozy brings it between the circles, kicks left wing to Stanley. Stanley has it tipped and nearly stolen, but the Crusaders regain pressure, and Snoozy drops the three down.
How about that?
The old three bomb. 18-11. Yeah. Crusaders, 7-point lead here, 1:17 to go on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Warriors with the ball. There's another trap, another steal, as Stanley brings it across midcourt. 4-on-2. Snoozy drives in, fades, puts it in. Boy, I tell you what, yeah. She has got a big quarter going. She's got 11 on her own, and we've got ourselves a 30-second timeout. Gives us a chance here to thank our corporate sponsors, Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the aforementioned Bargain Center. On their Security National Bank scoreboard with 1 minute and 3 seconds left in the first stanza, it's the Crusaders 20 and the Warriors 11. I'll tell you what, Melina Snoozy has a repertoire of shots that she just makes look so very easy. It is. It's hard to believe she's a freshman sometimes, Thomas.
Oh, it's really been fun to watch. And, again, you know, really even fun to watch her evolution from the first game to now, because her game has improved. Just her kind of feel for the high school basketball game, I think, has just really grown since day one.
Looks like the Crusaders are going to come out of the timeout and apply some full court man-to-man pressure here. They're kind of smelling blood here. They're on a nice run. They're going to apply the pressure. Warriors do get it in and break it up near midcourt, and there they do it. They bring it across midcourt. They're going to go coast to coast. They missed the layup. A nice take there by Schaap, but nothing going. Here comes the Crusaders now. Demke right wing. They swing it. Colby Carroll with the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound's brought down by Kneifel. That's Jaden Kneifel with the rebound, and she outlets it to Schaap, and she's going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it into the lane, kicks it right wing. Crusaders going to stay in that man-to-man defense. Nice defense there by Maddie LaFleur, as she so often does. Ball goes in high post now to Van Kalsbeek. Low post. Kneifel spins, misses. Snoozy with the rebound. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. If the Crusaders want to grab that last shot, and it looks like that's in fact what they might do. Yeah, instead Snoozy says, I'm just going to rain another three on you.
That was pure.
23-11, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that is going to end quarter number one with the Crusaders on an amazing run. I believe it was 11-11, but a 12-0 run to close out the quarters, giving the Crusaders a 23-11 lead after one quarter of play. Once again, a big thanks to our first quarter sponsors. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's quarter number two. It's Crusader basketball tonight on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. As we start quarter number two, it's SBL with the ball. They go high post feed. Van Kalsbeek with another three. It's off the mark, but it's rebounded there. Van Dentop with the missed three, but rebounded by Van Kalsbeek, and she gets the bucket there to break that little streak. 23-13, Crusaders at the other end now attacking. It's Colby Carroll driving right wing. She's going to be hand-checked and fouled by Izzy Schaap. For Schaap, that's her first foul. It's going to give the Crusaders an inbound situation. Fouls really have not been an issue so far in the ball game. Crusaders up 10 here as we start quarter number two. Inbound set off the inbound. It's LaFleur with the three. Misses another one, but it looked good coming off there. Backcourt pressure by Colby Carroll, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. Good aggressive action by Colby, but caught a little too much body trying to get that steal.
Yeah, she did. And you know, Maddie, she's shot more threes this year than she has free throws, which is a little bit surprising.
Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate agent Tammy Bertrand are your premier second quarter sponsor. There's Van Dentop with the ball. She's been on fire tonight. She's got 9 of the 13 points for the Warriors. They kick it up to Van Kalsbeek up high. High post wing entry is off the mark as Izzy Schaap missed the jumper, but the Warriors get the rebound. They drive in. Schaap with another attempt there. This one's partially blocked, finally corralled by Maddie Demke. Demke kicks it up quickly to LaFleur. LaFleur right wing, spins it across court to Snoozy. Snoozy with 14 in the first quarter. There's Colby Carroll with the drive, tries to kick it over to the baseline. Good hustle there by Demke to save it. Snoozy with the ball now, 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Plenty of time. They go up high now to Demke. SBL's in that man-to-man defense. It's Prosser guarding Demke. They kick it right wing to Carroll. Carroll up high to Snoozy. Snoozy spins and loses control of it, and there's a turnover, Crusaders. As Van Dentop brings it up, her little runner's off the mark. Nice rebound there by Snoozy. She's doing it all tonight. She kicks it up to Demke. Demke with the breakaway layup knocks it in. Great vision there on kicking the ball up by the freshman. 23-13, Crusaders. 2 minutes into the second quarter, and once again, Sergeant Bluff turns it over, trying to kick the ball inside. They're bound and determined to get it inside, just have not had much luck completing the action.
Yep.
As we're going to see our first Addie Kleiss sighting. Yep. As Kleiss is going to check into the ball game, as is Stanley. Checking out will be Carroll. And Snoozy gets a much-deserved break after a 14-point performance here early on. Schramm Electric Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mises, CNOS, or are our other second-quarter sponsors. Crusaders with the ball. Demke kicks it up high. Stanley, wide-open threes off the mark. Rebounds battled for and won by the Crusaders as Stanley gets her own after Abby Lee tipped it out. Demke drives, now brings it back, kicks it over. Corner to Kleiss. Kleiss is going to drive into the lane, take it deep, kicks it out. Stanley turned down the wide-open three. Demke drives in, gets a lot of contact, misses it. Kleiss gets the rebound, misses that, gets another rebound, and gets a block. Nice defense there by Van Kalsbeek. Here come the Warriors on the move. They kick it high post. Van Kalsbeek kicks it outside, and there's going to be a foul called as Schaap is going to be hammered by Brooklyn Stanley. That's Brooklyn's second. And so Coach Coolstra's got a little decision to make here.
Yeah, with five minutes to go in the second quarter, I don't know if you're in a 2-point lead if we really need to have her out there. Might just give her a few minutes.
It's a little safer when you're playing that 1-3-1, but she plays that pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
Ben Kolsky drops it down. Nice high-low entry there. And scoring the bucket there was Kneifel. She's got four on the night. The Crusaders kick it up, nearly have it stolen, and now it is going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. So kind of a sloppy start here, 4:59 to go in the second quarter. Crusaders up big 23-11 at the end of one, but the first 3 minutes and change of the second quarter have been pretty empty for the Crusaders, just one bucket. Well, the Warriors have been able to put together two. Here come the Crusaders now in the inbound situation. Nice inbounds pass to Lee. Nice patience. And once again, she misses a short jumper. Probably should have taken that one off glass.
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, it's not very often. It's Colby Carroll with a great steal out top. Great little pass inside to Abby Lee, and Abby will go to the line.
Abby's going to be fouled, so she's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. That might be two on Van Kolsbeek.
And again, you know, our freshman Colby and Molina, both just kind of, you could, every game they're just bringing more and more. Abby Lee with the nothing but net on the first free throw.
Lee's a 64% free throw shooter. She's now 19 for 27 on the season. She'll get one more here. Crusaders up 11, 26-15. Biggest lead of the night was the first quarter lead of 12. And a chance to match that here with a Lee make, and she drops it in, 27-15. Crusaders apply a little token pressure here. Here comes the trap. They dribble through it nicely. That was Moreau handling that well. There's a wide open three, in and out. Nice looking shot there by Fitzgerald. Missed it. They got another rebound. And one thing Sergeant Bluff's been pretty effective at is getting offensive boards, but just can't convert as we see a foul whistled. And that's going to be whistled on Maddie Kneifel. That's Maddie's first one. Three team fouls for the Warriors here as we near the midpoint of quarter number two. Crusaders up 12. Lee brings it up. Right wing kicks it up high. LaFleur. They're backing off, Maddie. Now Demke, long three off the mark. Abby Lee's going to hustle after it. Tries to save it, but it's going to be corralled by Wheeler. Here comes the Warriors on the move as they bring it across midcourt. It's Moreau with the ball. She gets tied up. Nearly stolen. And it's going to go out of bounds. Nice defense there by Addie Kleiss as she tipped it away. Ball's going to be inbounded by the Warriors just beyond midcourt.
You know, we talked about it. The Crusaders really have extended that defense tonight. A lot more aggressive out on the perimeter than they were Tuesday.
I like seeing them go to that 1-3-1 as Lee tips it away. LaFleur gets the steal, hands it over to Kleiss. Kleiss now start the offense from the top of the key. Abby Lee drives into the lane, doesn't like it, kicks back to Demke between the circles up high. She's going to go off a Maddie LaFleur pick. Inbounds into Abby, into Lee. Lee gets the jumper there. That time she took her time, got her down. 14-point lead. That is the biggest of the night. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. A quick jumper by Kneifel for the Warriors is off the mark, rebounded by Kleiss. Here come the Crusaders. It's Colby Carroll lobbing it inside to Lee. Lee spins and wins. Yep. And she knocks that down. She's getting on fire now. She's got 10 to go along with Snoozy's 14. 31-15 Crusaders. That lead continues to grow at 16. Crusaders going to stay in a little man-to-man pressure there as Van Dentop kicks it over, and there's a steal by Kleiss. Good minutes here by Addie Kleiss as they bring it across the timeline. LaFleur's going to drive in, get deep in the lane, and kick it back outside to Kleiss. Kleiss cross-court to Demke. Demke's got Lee on the post, and instead we're going to see a foul whistled on the Warriors. A little too aggressive on the perimeter. That foul's whistled on McKenna Nelson. As both teams have gone fairly deep. And Tom, I kind of like to see them play that more of that man-to-man, because at some point into the season, teams are going to force you to go to that.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think the 1-3-1 certainly is a big part of our arsenal, but you've got to be able to play man-to-man defense.
Crusaders attacking now, man-to-man defense. It's Lee up high. She dribbles into the mid lane, hands back to Snoozy. Snoozy had the ball stripped, stays in her possession. Kicks it to Lee. Lee, three-pointer. Good.
Abby's, she's feeling it. She's in a little zone here in the second quarter.
34-15. Crusader lead grows to 19 here. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. There's yet another turnover. This time it's Savory with the turnover for Sergeant Bluff. Coach Brighton is just trying to find some answer. He's played a lot of players already. And Crusaders just starting to really take control of this game as Demke handles the half-court pressure, gets it into the to Kleiss up high, takes it corner. Snoozy's going to drive in, kicks it corner. Colby Carroll, her three-pointer's off the mark and rebounded by the Warriors. The Warriors are going to push it up. Nothing going there as Savory decided against it. There's a nice drive there, Ben.
Great block. Abby Lee blocked it and kept it right into her own hands as Colby Carroll with the three. A little bit short.
Tell you what, she's not afraid to put it up there.
No.
And, you know, that's what.
Put it this way. You play Healing Girls basketball, you better not be afraid to shoot it. You're not going to get to play much.
There's a wing three by the Warriors. It's off the mark. That was Savory with the stole after the rebound and put in. Nice finish there by number 23, Nelson. Nelson's got a pair now. And that lead is 17, 34-17. 1 minute left in the first half. Snoozy with the ball. She's been shut out after 14 points in the first quarter. Kleiss with the ball, skips it over to Demke. They take it back inside to Lee, and Lee gets another finish, and she's just been a workhorse for the Crusaders. 11 points for Lee in the second quarter alone, and we got a timeout on the floor with 44.3 seconds to go. Crusaders lead by 19, short timeout. And one more shout-out to our second quarter sponsors. Our premier sponsors are Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Security National Bank scoreboard has the Crusaders up 19, 36-17, with 44 seconds left here in the first half.
I tell you what, the first quarter was the Snoozy show, second quarter the Lee show. You know, early on, I think the size of Ann Callsby was bothering Abby a little bit, but she's gotten past that. She just had a heck of a second quarter.
You think that Crusader halftime might address the fact that they had a big lead on Tuesday night at halftime?
No, I'm sure that won't come up.
Warriors with the inbound now. They're going to work against a little 2-2-1 full court pressure. They break it and get across midcourt. Now they got numbers as they kick right corner back inside. Good little break there, and they force the foul by Abby Lee. Is going to the line. Is going to be a Jaden Kneifel. Really nice job handling the pressure that time by the Warriors as Lee picks up her first foul. Just the third team foul, but it's going to be a two-shot foul with 32.2 seconds to go when the Crusaders get control of the ball once again. Shot clock will be off as Kneifel knocks that one down. Jaden's a 5'9" junior. She'll get one more look. Second free throw is up and off the back of the horn. And Stanley, who's brought in for offensive purposes here at the end of the half with her two fouls, gets the rebound. And now the Crusaders are going to set up for that last shot. 23 seconds and running, 36-18 Crusaders here. In what's been a really dominating performance since about the 5 minute mark of the first quarter. Stanley kicks it right side to Kleiss, back to Stanley, into Lee. Really nice pass, and Lee's going to be fouled by Van Callsbeek, and I think that's going to be Cammy's third foul.
Yeah, that's tough.
Tough foul to get.
And a great pass, another post entry, perfect into Abby Lee.
Lee's going to get a couple, try to add a couple more here. 36-18, 5.7 seconds left here in the first half. First free throw's off the mark. She'll get one more as Van Callsbeek will check out. And checking back into the ball game will be Maddie Kneifel. So Maddie and Jaden Kneifel both on the floor for the Warriors as Lee gets that second one to fall. 37. And Demke with a backcourt foul here, foul number four. They had one to give with 4.2 seconds to go. I don't know if that was the intent, but.
Just got to make sure we don't foul here in the next 4 seconds.
Ball's inbounded up to midcourt. They get it all the way up. They got a wide open shot at the buzzer, and they're going to count it. Nice break there as they kicked up quickly to Maddie Kneifel. Maddie got the make. And after one half of play, it is the Crusaders 37, the Warriors 20 as the Crusaders give up that last bucket. And wow, what a second quarter performance by Abby Lee. And she had 12 points to go along with her four from the first quarter. 16 points for Lee, 14 points for Snoozy. First half is all Crusaders as they lead 37-20 here at Sergeant Bluff. Once again, a big thanks to our second quarter sponsors. When we come back, we'll have today's halftime show. You're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead Sergeant Bluff Luton 37-20 here at half. In addition to Dave Pepin, our other halftime sponsors include a new sponsor, Sacred Heart Parish. Thanks for coming aboard, Sacred Heart. Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Potts and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's all Crusaders as they lead the Warriors 37-20 at half. And Tom, kind of what we expected there.
It took the Crusaders just a hair to get going. Their pressure really was the difference in that first quarter. A lot of layups. And then the second quarter, we went inside. Abby Lee really kind of owned it, but Sergeant Bluff, turned the ball over a lot. But when they didn't, they did a pretty good job scoring and getting shots on goal. It was just is always the case. If you're not used to that kind of pressure, the Crusaders can really make you pay quick.
Yeah, Bree Van Dentop for the Warriors really kept him in the game early on, and she hit three threes in the first quarter. As that was 9 of their 11 points. The Crusaders pulled away near the end of the first quarter to grab a 23-11 lead, and then outscored the Warriors 14-9 in the second quarter. That lead at half stands at 37-20. Real quickly, your scorers for the first half for the Warriors: of Van Dentop with 9, 6 points for Maddie Kneifel, 2 points apiece for McKenna Nelson, as well as Cammie Van Calsbeek. And Van Calsbeek, the 6'2" center, has 3 fouls, so that could play into things in that second half. And Jaden Kneifel with 1, 20 points for the Warriors at halftime. For the Crusaders, really a two-headed attack led by Abby Lee with 16 points, 14 points for Snoozy. Snoozy had all 14 in the first half, and Lee had 12 in the second quarter. 4 points for Brooklyn Stanley and 3 points for Demke. Crusaders once again lead 37-20. Now we see the effect of the halftime talk. For those of you who are listening on Tuesday night, the Crusaders kind of cruised into that halftime lead against Lamar. Is looking pretty with a 16-point lead.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Lamar's came out, the Bulldogs came out in that third quarter, and it started raining threes, and they were going in, and pretty soon we had a ball game.
Yeah, I don't know if the same thing is a high risk tonight. And no offense, but I mean the Warriors are struggling through a 2-win season so far. They're very young. Lamar's is an experienced team, ranked in the state. Going back to that game of Tuesday, that was a win that Lamar's came back and earned. And some of you say, well, we lost that one. No, Lamar's earned that win. They did what they needed to do. And Crusaders first half, great job bouncing back. A lot of energy defensively, creating a lot of good offense for the Crusaders. Brooklyn Stanley, a little bit of foul trouble, but we've also gotten to our bench. You know, we hadn't seen a lot of Addie Kleiss. She's gotten significant minutes here in the first half. And so hopefully we can keep this going, get some other girls some time. We're up at Western tomorrow for a boy-girl doubleheader. So need to keep fresh legs.
Yeah, if your dance docket is empty tomorrow and you're looking for something to do, make the trip up to Hull. That should be some good ones there. We will not have coverage of that. Our coverage resumes on Tuesday night with the West Eye Wolverines coming to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Tuesday. Pregame 5:15, girls tip off at 5:30, boys to follow. That's Tuesday night. With the West High Wolverines. Again, the Crusaders, both teams will be at Western tomorrow afternoon. And so if you get a chance to get up and see those games, please do. It's always great to get the support. You know, Western Christian will come out, the Wolfpack will come out in big numbers tomorrow, and let's get a few Warrior or get a few Crusader fans up there to counter that. Once again, at halftime here on the Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders leading the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors 37-20. Our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin, along with Sacred Heart Parish, Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. We're going to take it back to the studio, and Abby's going to roll some more ads for some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll finish up the halftime show and kick it off with quarter number three. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Please join Siouxland Catholic Radio, Holy Cross Parish, and Catholic United Financial for a free educational workshop, Creating a Giving Plan from Life to Legacy, Thursday, February 1st at 1:30 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament Church. Angie Jorgensen and Robert Huerman will share tools and methods that can turn modest assets into substantial gifts, providing support to Catholic parishes and charities. Learn how to structure a plan so your charitable intentions are protected and fulfilled to their greatest impact. You can call 1-800-441-9949 or email workshops@catholicunited.org.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. It's always our privilege and pleasure to bring you these ball games, and we certainly appreciate your patronage and tuning us in and listening to us work our way through these ball games. Just about a minute and a half left here in the halftime. It's the Crusaders up 37-20, and Tom, it was good to see the likes of Colby Carroll and Julie Verzel and Addie Kleiss get those valuable minutes, because with some of the cancellations we had mid-season, games are going to pile up a little bit here as we hit into early February.
Well, you know, you think about it, we've now played East twice, Sergeant Bluff twice, North twice, Lamar's twice, and we have yet to play AL or TJ once. So those are two teams we're going to have back-to-back. I mean,
Going
to see a lot of them. TJ Boys, maybe the most improved boys team in the state of Iowa this year. They're at East High tonight, but I think they're 10-2 on the season. And so I'm really interested. I'm looking. That's another game on the schedule. I'm really looking on the boys' side. I'm really kind of looking forward to our boys. Have got a tough run down here down the stretch, beginning with tonight, continuing with tomorrow.
Well, man, Sergeant Bluff went down to TJ and played them, I believe, 71-62. So,
yeah.
You know, that
well, Well, if
there's such a thing as quality losses, that was a pretty quality loss because that's a good basketball team in TJ.
Well, and again, we our first time we ran into the TJ boys, or I'm sorry, the SBL boys, it was a 5-point game.
Yeah. And it was closer than that near at the very end. I mean, it was a tough one. Both teams are coming out of their huddle here and getting ready for the third quarter. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by our premier sponsors, Falk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures, alongside Tom Betts. Abby DeMar is back in the studio. I'm Bob Gary. It's great to have you with us tonight as we get ready for quarter three on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 17, 37-20, and the Warriors are going to open up with the ball. Crusaders with that typical starting lineup: Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. Warriors going to start with Prosser, Schaap, Kneifel, Van Dentop, and Van Kalsbeek. Here come the Warriors with the ball now. Crusaders going to open up a little man-to-man pressure. Matty Demke applying the pressure on the guard. That's Van Dentop. Nothing going. Good defense by Matty. She's giving up a few inches here, and she's pressuring all over the place. Probably should have got a 5-second call there as they kick the ball over to Schaap. Schaap kicks it inside. Good offensive possession as Van Dentop missed the turnaround jumper. Rebounded by Stanley. Stanley kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy backs it up, kicks it cross court to Demke. Demke drives lane, flips it back to Lee. Lee thought about the three, back to Demke up high. Crusaders now kick it up. Abby Lee's going to pop out, reverse the ball. Stanley, right wing. Brooklyn's been quiet. Lee, long three-pointer.
Boom. Tell you what, Abby keeps stroking those threes like that. She's going to be unguardable.
She's going to grab a lot of attention. 19 points for the sophomore. 40-20. That is the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. Crusaders are going to stay in that half court man-to-man as Prosser with the ball tries to kick it inside, gets it in. Nice high-low into Van Kalsbeek. She missed the first one, got her own rebound and put that in. She's got four. 40-22. Here come the Crusaders. Snoozy. Three-pointer from the wing off the mark. LaFleur with the rebound back to Stanley. She misses that, and Van Kalsbeek with the rebound, and she's going to travel coming down with it. Got a little contact there.
I don't know if I saw that. I thought she did a pretty good job of keeping that pivot foot, but the official didn't think so.
6:38 to go here, quarter three. Crusaders 40, Warriors 22. Be Crusader ball under their own basket. Stanley's going to trigger it inbounds, little 1-4 low set. They kick it up to the elbow to Stanley, flips back. They spin the ball back over to Stanley. Demke, three-pointer, is off the horn and rebounded by Schaap. Here come the Warriors. They bring it across midcourt. Nice job of applying the pressure there by Van Dentop. She gets them into the score zone. Kicks it up behind to Van Kalsbeek. She kicks out. Three-pointer from the corners off the mark. Demke's got the rebound. She sprints out and creates a two-on-one lead with a trail in the finish. She's got 21 now.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen a team that can finish on the break like these girls. It doesn't matter who it is. They all finish well.
We got a game within the game going. Warriors 22, Abby Lee 21. Something to keep an eye on here. Warriors with the ball now as Prosser kicks it inside. Van Kalsbeek is going to drop down. Demke with a steal, and she has it tipped out of bounds as she kicked it up. She had Snoozy breaking away, open for the touchdown pass, but the ball goes out of bounds off Sergeant Bluff. Crusader ball here. They're up 20, 42-22. 5 minutes, 42 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Demke against the Sergeant Bluff pressure. Gets it to Lee, and now LaFleur kicks it left wing. Demke, Snoozy drives, pushes off. Fadeaway jumper is good. So Snoozy's back on the board. She's got 16, 44-22. Crusaders, as they've doubled up the Warriors. Warriors kick it up. Wheeler, right wing. Goes off the high Van Kalsbeek pick. Prosser has an open three. Doesn't take it. Instead, kicks it inside, and we're going to see
travel. A little travel.
As the Schaap made a nice little curl move into the lane, but took an extra step. Turnover, Warriors. Third quarter brought to you by Falk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Here comes Abby Lee as if she hasn't done enough already. She brings it across the timeline herself, kicks it to Stanley, baseline. Stanley drives in, has the ball stripped away. Nice defense there by Van Kalsbeek to force the steal. Here come the Warriors. They're going to drive deep in the lane against Lee. That's not a real good thing to D is Lee gets the block and the steal. Snoozy with a fadeaway jumper off the mark, and Van Colsby gathers the rebound there. Here come the Warriors. They kick it up. Vendin top crosses over. Now crosses back to the right wing, guarded by Stanley. They kick it inside to Van Colsby. Double team back to Vandentop. She misses the three. Remember, she hit three of them in the first quarter, but Van Colsbeek with the rebound. Nice spin move into the lane, and I believe she's going to be fouled by Maddie LaFleur. That's going to be Maddie's first. And,
you know Vandentop, for a sophomore, she's got a nice little future in front of her.
Absolutely. Van Colsbeek does a lot of really good things, too.
Van Colsbeek just came across, set a pick, and not intentional, but I think about took Maddie LaFleur's head off there.
Snoozy with the steals, kicks up to Demke. Demke with one of those tough finishes. As Tom mentioned earlier, this team's pretty efficient in the open floor. Yeah. Lead now is 24, 46-22. There's Lee with another block. Sergeant Bluff keeps control of it. Up high, it's Van Colsbeek. She dribbles into the lane, flips back. Posser, open three, or open jumper from the elbows off the mark. But Wheeler with a nice rebound. They kick it out, open three for the Warriors off the mark. And Van Colsbeek once again gets position. I believe Maddie's going to be whistled with back-to-back fouls. That's two now on Maddie LaFleur. It's a common foul as the Warriors are inbound under their own basket. Coming into the ball game, you're going to see Verzel and Carroll. Yep. Checking out will be LaFleur and Stanley. Sergeant Bluff with the ball. Looks like the Crusaders are going to stay in a little zone action here on the inbound set. They kick it to Van Colsbeek. She pulls up 16-footer. Nice jumper.
And I think she has a nice stroke. She just doesn't shoot that shot very often.
6 points for her. Snoozy with a quick three off the break.
Wow.
Knocks it down.
Those are not. That's not a freshman playing out there.
And that was like a seven-second possession there.
Yeah.
One pass up, and she knocks it down. Warriors now trail by 25. Here's Wheeler with the ball. She's pressured by Demke. Crusaders staying in that man-to-man pressure. There's Colby Carroll applying pressure on Vandentop. They try and get into Van Colsbeek. She gets it, spins, and gets the layup. She's got 6 in the quarter,
yep.
8 in the game, 49-26. Again, the Crusaders push it up quickly. Again, the Crusaders get the finish.
They just finish.
Abby Lee coming off the Demke pass.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to be 100% on those breakaway finishes tonight.
Warriors 26, Lee 23. She's got a free throw here with 3 minutes to go in quarter number two. Tonight's third quarter again was brought to you by our premier sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Abby Lee at the line and splashes it. Big night going for Abby. She's got 24. Snoozy's added 16. Crusaders are rolling 52-26. They've doubled up the Warriors. Warriors kick it inside. Couldn't get the finish there as Maddie Kneifel had a look. Point blank, just simply missed it. Snoozy with another quick three and just off the mark. And you're kind of surprised when those don't go in, you know, Tom?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think, I don't know if that was a good shot, but for her, I think it's a pretty good shot.
Kind of Creighton Blue Jay basketball, actually.
Well, it is.
And we got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a timeout with you. It's a full timeout with 2:29 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders 52, Warriors 26. We'll be right back.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Crusader Basketball on this beautiful Friday evening here in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Crusaders 52, Warriors 26, 2:29 to go here as we come out of the timeout. Warriors with the ball. Crusaders coming out of their timeout. Switch up defenses. Go back to the 1-3-1, and Demke got the steal. Let's see what we call that on, and they're going to call it on Bree Vandentop. So Demke stole it from Van Dentop, and as a retaliation, she commits the foul. So Crusaders on the floor right now have Demke, Kleiss, Verzel, Lee, and Carroll. So a little different lineup. Warriors are going to fall back into that 1-3-1. Colby Carroll kicks it into Verzel. Verzel spins back to Carroll. And it's going to be a turnover Crusaders as Colby couldn't handle the inside-out pass. And turnover Crusaders is going to get the ball back to Sergeant Bluff with just 2:10 left here in the third quarter. Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures.
Nice little give and go there by the Warriors. Number 32 with the bucket.
Addison Wheeler at the other end is Abby Lee. Not to be outdone by the Warriors in that personal match. 28 Warriors, 26 Lee. And she's got 26 on the night. Here come the Crusaders. Or the Warriors, excuse me. It's Van Dentop with the ball. She drives into the lane. Demke nearly stole it. Now they kick it back outside to Kneifel. That's Jaden Kneifel with the ball up high. Kicks it Wheeler in the corner, and there's going to be a turnover there. There's lots of contact as Maddie Demke tipped it off of Wheeler, and it's going to be Crusader ball in the backcourt with 93 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up comfortably with a 26-point lead, 54-28.
And I think this fourth quarter, especially the game tomorrow, might be a perfect chance to just rest some of these starters. Let's get that bench out there and let them finish this game out.
Verzel Stanley, senior there on the baseline. You got Carly Cope, who's checked into the ball game along with Abby Lee and Addison Kleiss. There's Verzel, open three, right wing, off the mark, rebounded by the Warriors. That's McKenna Nelson, but in the backcourt, it's Stanley with the steal, and the and one is.
And guess what? They finished at the layup.
Brooklyn Stanley now with six. She's got a chance to add to that total. Lead grows to 28. We're nearing that magic running clock number of 35. Stanley goes to line to shoot, try and cap the traditional three-point play. Very good free throw shooter. Of course, I put the jinx on her. She misses that, and on the rebound, it's going to be Kleiss whistled for the foul. That's Addie's first foul. 56-28, Crusaders. 1:14 to go here. Crusaders apply a little full-court man-to-man pressure. Wheeler brings it across where she's working against Lee. Now Verzel switches over on her. They kick it over to Van Dentop. She drives into the lane. Good defense, Crusaders. Nelson kicks it over. It's Kneifel with the ball. Baseline. And that was Maddie Kneifel with the baseline jumper, and comes up a little bit short. The rebound goes off Wheeler and out of bounds. Crusader ball. We're under 1 minute to go here. Stanley kicks it up and throws it away. Nice defense there, but Stanley gets it back. Lee misses the layup this time.
That might be the first miss of the night on a layup.
Here comes Van Dentop with the breakaway, but nice defense there by Verzel to get the steal. And now the Crusaders are going to back it off. The shot clock and game clock are basically the same. Crusaders are going to run it all the way down as far as they can. They lead by 28, 56-28. Stanley with the ball up high, 15 seconds. She's got in one corner Cobb, in the other corner Kleiss, but she puts it up herself. Lee with the rebound, and she's going to be hacked in the act and shoot two. That foul is going to be on Maddie Kneifel. And with two free throws, Miss Lee could pull even with the Warriors. The Warriors 28, Abby Lee 26. I think easily her highest scoring career night.
I believe so.
She's got 27. Crusaders got 57. Warriors 28. One more free throw to come. 8 seconds left here in the third quarter. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound's going to be corralled by Stanley. She hands off to Lee, and Lee loses it out of bounds there as Stanley tried to flip it over to her, and 2.3 seconds to go. Sergeant Bluff's going to have to go the length of the court as they kick it into Van Dentop. She tosses it near midcourt, and that's the end of quarter number three. After three here from Sergeant Bluff, it's all Crusaders as they lead the Warriors 57-28. Once again, a big shout-out to our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Atlantic Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, Kentuck Insurance, Minor Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. When we come back, it's quarter number four.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. As we get ready to start quarter number four, looking down on the court, it looks like it'll be Crusaders ball as we start quarter number four on the Security National Bank scoreboard. The Crusaders 57, Warriors 28 here as we begin the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's going to be Carly Cove along with Addie Kleiss, Colby Carroll, Maddie LaFleur, and Maddie Demke. As LaFleur is going to trigger the ball into Demke. As you're going to see lots of variations of the lineup here in the final fourth quarter, as Demke is going to get the ball inbounds. Looks like the Warriors are going to sit in a 1-3-1. They take a corner to Kleiss, nothing, going back up to Demke. Demke loads and fires her three-pointers off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be a tied-up ball. It's Colby Carroll doing a nice job hitting the floor there along with Jaden Kneifel, but on the alternating possession, it'll be a Warrior ball.
Colby Carroll, you know, I'd like to say she plays like her dad, but I think she plays more like her mom. I think Amy might be the athlete in that family, and she gets after it.
Warriors with the ball. Van Callsby comes up to give a little pressure release. They spin the ball, working against Crusader man-to-man. Nice little backdoor play there, but didn't work, and the Crusaders get the steal. As Demke gets her mitts on it, she's going to kick it up quickly. It's Colby Carroll launches that three, misses it. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the Warriors. They kick it up quickly. It's Schaap with the head of the pack, and a nice defense recovery there by Carroll. Goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. It'll be Warrior ball here. Crusader lead is at 29 here as we start the fourth quarter. They kick it inside. Nice job there by Van Callsbeek now, and she's got 10 on the night to lead the Warrior attack. 57-30, 1 minute in to quarter number four. Demke is going to kind of size up that 1-3-1, spins it across court to Kleiss, back to Demke, corner Kobe, into LaFleur, back out to Demke. She's got Kleiss in the corner. She's going to launch the three. Addie's three-pointers off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Crusaders.
Not a bad offensive possession.
No. Got a good look, just didn't get it to fall. Here come the Warriors now, attacking that Crusader man-to-man defense. It's Schaap with the ball up high, guarded by Kobe. Nice little give and go once again, and we're going to get free throws there. As driving to the lane was Jaden Kneifel, and she's going to be fouled by Maddie LaFleur. That's Maddie's third, and it's going to put Miss Kneifel to the line to shoot a pair on the year. Jaden is a 47% free throw shooter. First free throw is off the mark. She will get one more. 57-30 here. Early parts of quarter number four. Game one of two. Guys will tip off 20 minutes after this ball game's over. She misses second free throw. Carroll runs down the rebound, but then throws the ball away. Here come the Warriors with the ball. And it's stolen by Carroll. This time she's going to hold on to it and toss it up to Demke. Demke over to Kleiss. Kleiss left-handed drive inside. Layups off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be off Kobe and belong to the Warriors.
Good take by Addie Kleiss attacking the basket. Hey, did you see how DB Mendez did yesterday? They had Sioux Falls Christian. It's another big game for Coach Kleiss.
Coach Kleiss is down here in the crowd.
I see that.
Demke adding backcourt pressure, and Sergeant Bluff, as opposed to getting the 10-second call, is going to take a timeout. Well, we're going to take a timeout with you. It's a full timeout, once again, with 6:04 to go here in quarter number four. It's the Crusaders 57, Warriors 30. We'll be right back.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety.
a place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Probably for an iPhone anyway.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more as both teams come out of the timeout. Crusaders holding on to a 27-point lead here with 6 minutes and change left in the ball game. That's a game that's been controlled by the Crusaders. They led 23-11 after 7-20 at half and 57-28 after three quarters. Here's the Warriors now working against that Crusader man-to-man defense. Nice little elbow jumper there.
Yep. 23.
That's number 23. That's McKenna Nelson, the 5'3" sophomore with the bucket. Nice looking jumper off that left wing. Here come the Crusaders trying to match it. Leads 25, 57-32. Colby Carroll up high, has the ball stripped away, and now I believe Colby's going to be whistled for the foul there. And she tried to reclaim it, and that's team foul number three on the Crusaders here in the fourth quarter. For Colby, that's foul number two. Here come the Warriors. Van Dentop handling the pressure, working against Demke. She drives in. Colby Carroll slips down and gets the steal. Kicks it over to Demke. She's got Kobe on the left wing. Great pass. Great finish.
Guess what? We've passed. We finished. You know what? Doesn't matter who it is. We just finished really well on the break.
Carly Kobe, the senior, with the bucket. 59-32 Crusaders. Here come the Warriors. Van Dentop handling the ball. Very good with the ball. She kicks it over to Nelson. They kick it inside, and Van Colsby gets the finish. She's Warriors, got 12.
Warriors make a little run here, not giving up and continuing to run their stuff.
Maddie LaFleur brings it up. Demke drives, kicks corner. Three-pointer by Cobes off the mark, but Kleist gets the rebound. Back up to Carroll, over to Demke. They go inside. Carly Cobes is going to dribble it out. Left wing, now back up high, Demke. Demke gets a little pressure, and we're going to see a foul whistled. That foul is going to be on McKenna Nelson. That's her second. Got a little aggressive there. It's probably going to be the end of the night for Demke, I would think.
Well, I kind of wish it would be. I don't want to. I these situations, I hate to see somebody turn an ankle or something.
Verzel is going to check into the ball game, and Maddie LaFleur is going to join her friends on the bench. Demke with the ball, kicks it up high. Julie catches it in the backcourt. Verzel brings it across the timeline, kicks it right wing. Kleist has a good look there from the wing. It's just a little bit strong. Nice rebound by Julie Verzel. Second chance opportunity here. They kick it over to Colby Carroll. Deep in the right corner, and she's going to be hacked. And it's going to be a common foul. That foul is going to be whistled on Schaap. That's her second for Izzy. Just the, I believe it's a second team foul on the Warriors here in the fourth quarter. 4:27 left in your fourth quarter. 59-34 Crusaders looking to get their 13th win of the season. Demke picks her dribble up, kicks the left wing to Carroll. She dribbles all the way across the court, kicks it over to Demke. Good ball move.
Great
Cobe
extra pass.
With a three off the mark, and the rebound's going to be brought down by Van Colsbeek, but stolen by Verzel. Corralled by Carroll, given to Demke, and Demke with the finish. He's got seven. Maddie Demke, 61-34. Halfway through quarter number four. Van Dentop with the ball, kicks it left wing. It's Schaap with the ball. They kick it inside. Van Colsbeek's going to be fouled and get to the free throw line there. Let's see who they whistle that foul on. That's going to be on Colby Carroll.
Yep.
Well, we're getting set up for the free throws. Our fourth quarter sponsors are St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and our friends at Five Star Awards and more. First free throw is up and good for Cammy Van Colsbeek, the 6'2" senior now, with 13 points on the night. She's got a chance to add one more. Second free throw was just a little bit short. The offensive rebound by the Warriors is corralled by Jaden Kniefel, and she's going to go to the line, and she's fouled in the act. I believe that's going to be Julie Verzel with that foul.
Crowd filling up in here, and we're going to have a heck of a nightcap here with the boys. We've got the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior Band in the house tonight. It's always great to have the band at the game.
Absolutely. Knievel knocks that first free throw down. That leads 25. Second free throw is just off the mark and rebounded by Colby Carroll. Here come the Crusaders as Demke is going to cruise a pass midcourt and set the Crusader offense. She drives in, kicks left wing to Berzel. Left corner now. Cole back up high, Demke. Demke kicks a corner. Colby Carroll, threes off the mark, rebounded by.
Oh, nice little backdoor cut, good pass. Berzel for
Julie
three.
Julie Berzel with the three, just off the mark. I like the shots we're getting. We're just not giving them to fall here. Then Dentop brings it across the timeline. They kick it inside. Good post-to-post pass. A nice finish there.
Two great possessions, first by the Crusaders, then by the Warriors.
61-38. Cove with another three. That one's good.
There you go, Carly Cove.
She's got five. The senior now with five. Pushes that lead back up to 16-64-38. Here comes Van Dentop. Drives in. Scoops. Almost a pretty shot there. Versal with the rebound. Nice job, Julie. Kicks it over to Colby Carroll. She kicks it up the sideline. And now Kleiss is going to dribble back up high. Demke's going to set the offense. 2:45 to go here in your ballgame. Crusaders up 26. They go corner to Cove. Nice job of preventing the turnover and then commits the turnover, trying to get it back up high. Here comes Van Dentop now for Sergeant Bluff. She crosses the timeline, crossover dribble, top of the lane. Kicks it over. Right corner three is good. Nice job by Izzy Schaap there to get the three. She's on the board. And that lead's cut to 23 here with 2:22 to go in your ball game. Demke brings it across the timeline. Oh, and threw it to a teammate in motion.
Yeah, and Julie was there, and then she wasn't. And I think right now we're working Maddie hard. I think with 2 minutes left, it's time to let her take a break.
Aubrey Billings, a freshman, is going to check in the ball game for the Crusaders, as is Maddie Schimmerhorn, a sophomore, as Carroll and Demke are going to call tonight. So it's, and now we're also going to see Caitlin Porath check into the ball game. The 5'7 senior is going to check in for Versal. So senior for senior there. It's Billings, Schimmerhorn, Porath, Kobe, and Kleiss on the court for the Crusaders. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in the ball game. There's a near steal, but Sergeant Bluff's going to maintain control of it. We're going to see a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to point in favor of the Crusaders. So turnover, Sergeant Bluff. Fourth quarter tonight brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Wards, and more. As Caitlin Porath and Aubrey Billings try and get it up, they got a hustle. And it's a
just
turnover.
A bit outside.
Kind of flirting with the 10-second call there and couldn't quite get it up. And 1:49 to go in your ball game. Crusaders look like they're well on their way to win number 13 on the season against just one loss for the second-ranked Crusaders. Sergeant Bluff now kicks it over to Wheeler. Wheeler drives in the lane, kicks out. Baseline jumpers off the mark. Schimmerhorn battles for the rebound. It's going to be won by Sergeant Bluff. And there's going to be a SBL turnover as the ball goes scooting in the backcourt and under the Crusader basket. So it'll be Crusader inbounding with just 86 seconds left in your ball game. Remember, this is game one of two. We should have an exciting one here in the nightcap. Kleiss with the ball on the inbound set. She's going to dribble it back up high. Tries to find somebody open. There's Schimmerhorn in the corner. Porath flashes into the lane. Back to Schimmerhorn, but Wheeler steps in and gets the steal. 3-on-2 for the Warriors, and there's going to be a travel there. Tried to be unselfish there and took the extra
probably
step.
Probably should have just finished that one.
Crusader ball, 1:12 left in your ballgame, 64-41 Crusaders. Matt Schimmerhorn inbounds it. Carly Cove's going to dribble up against the Sergeant Bluff pressure. Breaks it, gets past midcourt, kicks it up to Kleiss. Kleiss cross-court. Billings, open three, and just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Miss Wheeler for Sergeant Bluff. 1 minute left in your ball game. Here come the Warriors on the push. They kick it right wing. Jumper is in and out. That was Nelson missing that one. And on the offensive board, it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to belong to the Crusaders. 46.6 seconds to go as we check a couple more bodies in. And Savory and Moreau checking in for Sergeant Bluff. Checking out will be Knievel and Schaap. 64-41 here with just 46 ticks of the clock left here in game number one. Schammerhorn is going to bring the ball across the midcourt, picks the Beerbohl up, gets pressure, kicks it over to Kleiss. Kleiss hands over to Kobe. Porath in the corner, into Kleiss. Outside, Schammerhorn with the three, maybe two, right on the line. Rebound, Porath. Nice job by Caitlin to keep it alive. Caitlin spins it up high to Kobe. Kobe's going to dribble through the action. Baseline jumper's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Wheeler. 16 seconds to go. Shot clock is off as the Warriors push the ball up the sideline. It's Moreau throwing the ball away. Hustle for it. It's going to be won by Kobe. Kobe cross court. Schammerhorn with a three at the buzzer. Oh. It's off the mark, and that's the final on this one as the Crusaders move to 13-1 with a 64-41 win over Sergeant Bluff. Crusaders move to 13-1. The Warriors fall to 2-12 on the season. Once again, a shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Howland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. On your Security National Bank, the final score from Sergeant Bluff, it's the Crusaders 64 and Sergeant Bluff Luton 41. After several ads from some of our great sponsors, we'll be back with some post-game comments and set the stage for game two. It's Crusader basketball in the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son, Costa, came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Tonight's Crusader Basketball postgame show is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daggle of Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentions of Danbury, Rob Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux and West Point. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Our final in the girls game, 64-41, as the Crusaders move to 13-1 on the season. Second-ranked Crusaders really grabbed control very early on, leading by 12 at the end of one, and just continued to build on that. 23-11 after one, 37-20 at half, 57-28 before finishing it off with a 64-41 win on your final, brought to you by Security National Bank. Real quickly, your scoring recap for the girls' game. First of all, for Sergeant Bluff Luton, they were led by 6'2" senior Cammie Van Kalsbeek. She had 15, 9 points for Bree Van Dentop, the sophomore. 6 points for Maddie Kneifel. 4 points for McKenna Nelson. 3 points for Izzy Schaup. 2 points for Jaden Kneifel. And 2 points for Addison Wheeler. 41 points for the Warriors. For the Crusaders, really two-headed scoring attack for the Crusaders as Abby Lee with a career-high 27 points on the night. All 27 came in the first three quarters. Melina Snoozy with 19. Again, all 19 came in the first three quarters. 7 points for Maddie Demke, 6 points for Brooklyn Stanley, and 5 points for Carly Cope, the 5'8" inch senior. 64-41, Crusaders move on. They'll take on Western Christian tomorrow afternoon and then return back to the friendly confines of the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for a Tuesday night tussle with West High, a good West High team. So good bounce-back win, Tom, for the Crusaders.
Absolutely, good bounce-back win. Got a lot of kids on the court, did a lot of good things, shared the ball, finished, and good start to the night. Hopefully we can continue that here in the boys game. Like you said, Tuesday night, the West High Wolverines under Betsy Betcher. Betsy does a great job. She's got a young team, but she's got some talent on that team. And she's, you know, if you remember 2-3 years ago, she came into the Wolverine Fieldhouse and knocked us off. Gave us one of our only losses of the season. And Betsy's, she'll have her girls ready on Tuesday.
Tonight's post game is brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daggle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borches, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your girls' final, 64-41. The girls will tip off tomorrow afternoon, and we will not have coverage of the doubleheader from Hull as they take on Western Christian, but we'll be back on the air on Tuesday night of next week as the Crusaders will entertain the West High Wolverine. So another one in the book for Coach Coolstra and the girls. The second-ranked Crusaders pretty much once it hit about the five-minute mark of the first quarter, they just put it in cruise control. And a big first quarter by Snoozy. A big second and third quarter for Lee. And Crusaders just slowly and steadily pulled away and got the big win here from Sergeant Bluff. Never an easy place to win, and we'll take it any way we get it. Crusaders 64-41. We're going to go back to the studio, and when we come back, we're going to change gears and set the stage for tonight's boys contest. Once again, the Crusader final, the girls final, the Crusader 64 and Sergeant Bluff Luton 41. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning.